News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be providing attractive capital market investment opportunities for Jamaicans worth over $30 billion over the short to medium term. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Naja Clark, says these will include investing in the Wigton Wind Farm in Manchester, the largest wind energy facility in the English-speaking Caribbean.
Wigton Wind Farm is already in the public domain. An enterprise team was appointed a long time ago, and I believe they're making a lot of progress. And before too long, the opportunity to invest in the only renewable energy company on the Jamaica Stock Exchange will become a reality.
Dr. Clark also mentioned plans for the transformation of National Heroes Park into Government Circle as another investment opportunity for the Jamaican capital market. The government and the Nurses Association of Jamaica, NAJ, have signed a heads of agreement signaling the end to a year of wage negotiations. The document outlining improvements in salaries and wage benefits for nurses for the contract period 2017 to 2021 was signed by Finance Minister Dr. Naja Clark and NAJ President Carmen Johnson last week. The agreement between the nurses and the government means approximately 80% of public sector workers are now under a four-year wage agreement with the government. Dr. Naja Clark noted that the discussions with the nurses were conducted in an atmosphere of mutual respect, openness, and transparency.
We are able to arrive at a four-year wage agreement within the context of the Government of Jamaica policy, with 5% in year one, 2% in year two, 4% in year three, and 5% in year four.
Among the improvements under the new agreement is an increase in the amount of scholarships to the master's level for nurses from $1 million to $1.5 million. Ground has been broken for the construction of new high-dependency units, HDUs, at the Bustamante Hospital for Children, Cornwall Regional and Victoria Jubilee Hospitals. Construction of the units is being financed under the European Union-funded Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMEC. The HDUs, which provide an intermediate level of care for patients, are expected to improve healthcare delivery for premature infants and high-risk pregnant women.
Motherhood is, for too many women, about ill health and death. Globally, every 1 to 2 minutes, a woman somewhere dies in pregnancy or childbirth. 90% of those deaths are occurring in developing countries like Jamaica, which clearly shows that we have a huge gap in the developing world and why a lot more needs to be done.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. And the government is taking steps to amend the Child Adoption Act in order to make the adoption process less tedious and conform to international standards. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says a technical team has suggested changes to the legislation currently before the Attorney General's Department. Among the issues being looked at are the right of a parent to place a child up for adoption and the circumstances that would be considered, what constitutes relinquishing the right to parent, and what qualifies a country to be on the schedule of nations whose citizens are allowed to adopt Jamaican children.
So a lot of what we've had to look at is behind the scenes technical work in terms of our bureaucratic processes, but also look at legislation. That legislation also can help fast track this process in relation to things like parental rights, what happens when a child is left at the hospital, things of that nature.
Minister Green was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.